Attar is my guide, Attar is my guide, by the grace of Allah, Attar is my guide. My murshid has changed millions of lives, the prophetic sunnah he has revived. The leader of the Sunnis, he is our pride. By the grace of Allah, Attar is my guide.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'audu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Noorallah. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, welcome back to another beautiful episode of the silsila Discourses of Attar, where we discuss many of our Bapa Jan, our Shaykh Tariqat Amir Ahl Sunnat, Hazrat Allama Mulana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Razwi Ziyai Tamud Rakatuhum Al-Aliya, his many rasail and books. And we try to get from this many Madani pearls of advice for us, which we can implement in our lives. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, indeed there are great rewards, many, many rewards a person can attain by reciting abundant amounts of Durood Sharif of Salawat upon the Rasul Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wa Alihi Wasallam. One of those beautiful ahadith, the summary overview of which is our beloved master, the owner of Jannah, the knower of the unseen Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wa Alihi Wasallam has stated that person who recites Salawat, Durood Sharif or salutations upon me 200 times on a Friday, on Jumu'ah, 200 times on Friday, 200 years worth of his sins will be forgiven. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatan wa salaman alayka ya Rasulallah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Indeed, we all desire that our sins be forgiven. We know ourselves, each person knows himself, that what sins we do, openly or secretly. Therefore, one of the very brilliant ways of trying to get rid of these sins, insha'Allah ta'ala, is to recite abundant amounts of durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now dear viewers, listeners of Madani Channel, continuing from our last episode, where we were discussing about the excellences of forgiveness, of tolerance, and our Shaykh Tariqat Amir Ahl Sunnat, the founder of Dawud Islami, Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah, he had mentioned some Madani pearls of advice for us, forming his Madani will. So let us listen in a little bit of detail regarding this, inshallah ta'ala, and we can, if possible, try to take notes down and implement them in our lives. At the outset of this silsila, make as many good intentions as you possibly can to get maximum rewards and thawab, inshallah ta'ala. Shaykh Tariqat Amir Ahl Sunnat Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah has stated, I have served a good part of my life in organizational work, that is of Dawud Islami, as a volunteer. And in the light of my experiences, I present my Madani will before all Islamic brothers and Islamic sisters for the sole purpose of betterment for the akhirat, betterment for the hereafter. Please remember one thing and hold on to it tightly, that as long as I am alive and even after my death, once you have joined Dawud Islami, do not start any parallel groups with a different identity. For example, other than the Green Imam Sharif, etc. And or a different pattern of work, different system of work. Even though you initiate some activities to enhance our religious work, it would be highly unlikely for you to safeguard yourself from ghibat, from backbiting or slandering or having bad opinions of others or hurting others' feelings, having enmity towards fellow Muslims. nursing mutual hatred, etc. Not only for you, but many other Muslims, they may also fall prey to these major sins, these grave sins. If anybody considers that he has yielded enormous service for the religion, for the deen, by formulating a separate group, then I would like him to also consider that if he has divulged and got involved in backbiting, in slandering, or other such major sins. If not, then good for him. In addition, if he was entangled in these sins, then he should ask from his own conscience whether his mustahab, that is a commendable act, carries greater weight on his backbiting, and other such sins carry a heavier burden in the hereafter. If the heart is fearful of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, the person has benefited by his knowledge and his conscience is alive, then his answer will be that only one sinful backbiting which he has uttered is heavier than all his lifetime's mustahab acts, all his lifetime desirable acts, as there is no accountability for avoiding mustahab deeds, but backbiting and other such sins could lead to azab and punishment in the hereafter. Therefore, it can be concluded that by forming a separate group after joining Dawat-e-Islami, the element of loss, that is, min haythul majmu', collectively overpowers, has overwhelmed the benefits, whether you are debarred by the organization or you left by your own will. Realistically speaking, performance of any religious work which is neither compulsory, fard or wajib, nor is it sunnat mu'akkada, and emphasize sunnah, and its performance nurses hatred among Muslims, then it is better to abandon it even though it is a mustahab act. To bring awareness regarding the significance of Muslim unity, at one place, our master, Ala Hazrat, the Imam of the Ahl Sunnah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, alayhi rahmatur rahman, has narrated. Please listen carefully. He, Ala Hazrat, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, has stated, in order to please the hearts of the people and to unite the Muslims, it is permissible for one to avoid the mustahab so that the people do not despise him, and thus hatred among people may be avoided. As the merciful and compassionate Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam preserved the construction of the grand Kaaba along with the pattern of the Quraysh, so that the newly converts and reverts to Islam may not face any misconceptions. Furthermore, it is ordered to avoid mustahab when there is a danger of hatred amongst the Muslims. Our master, Al Hazrat, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, rahmatullah ta'ala ali, has stated a beautiful Madani principle to establish love and tolerance amongst the believers, amongst the Muslims. Value the dislike of the people over adopting mustahab acts. Strive your utmost to avoid dissension and disunity and discord, fitna, or by hurting others, causing grief and the danger of hatred and malice. This rule does not refer to giving up the fard, the compulsory acts, nor the wajib and the sunnah, whether they are emphasized or not, mu'akkada or ghayr mu'akkada. Furthermore, our master Al Hazrat, Imam of the Ahl Sunnah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, has stated one of the rules of fiqh, Islamic jurisprudence, that it is vital, very important, to remove the causes of evil than attaining good. Now, the rest of those who have parted from Dawud Islami's identity, for example, of the green Imam Sharif, the green turban, etc., and without agreement of Islamic jurisprudence, those who do not oppose Dawat-e-Islami and are rendering religious services without indulging in ghibat, in backbiting or slandering, etc. Our Baba Jan says, may Allah Azza wa Jal accept their righteous efforts and endeavors. Ameen. On the other hand, those individuals who had given up, who left Dawat-e-Islami and gave up the identity of Dawat-e-Islami, for example, the Green Turban, the Green Imam al-Sharif, etc., and have formed their own separate groups, and they oppose Dawat-e-Islami. Without any lawful Shari'i reasons, they try to weaken this Madani movement of spreading the invitation towards righteousness. For their cause, their weapons are ghibat, are backbiting, their weapons are slandering, are ill and bad suspicions, are fault-finding, are laying accusations, negative propaganda, tail-bearing, and they presume it that these are a great service to our deen. They should get a hold of themselves, our Baba Jan advises. This is not the service to the deen, to the religion, but awful acts which fill the book of deeds with many sins and major sins. Likewise, whoever still maintains Dawat-e-Islami's identity but still opposes Dawat-e-Islami, without any permission under the Sharia, the Islamic sacred law, and they nurture hatred in the hearts of Muslims, he in turn tries to damage the reputation and the system of Dawat-e-Islami. Such acts are impermissible under the Islamic law. It is often observed that if one opposes somebody, then he tries his level best to split hairs, trying to find faults, and then diligently he propagates their shortcomings and their faults, except those whom Allah Azza wa Jal protects. When they were at good terms, then it was as if the other person's perspiration smelled like a beautiful fragrance. But now that they have a rift between them, even their perfume has a very disgusting odor. Remember, revealing the faults and shortcomings of any preacher, any muballigh, especially of any Sunni alim, any Sunni scholar, to reveal to others is a very, very dangerous act for the propagation of Islamic teachings and for the spreading of invitations towards righteousness. Such negative propaganda could result in the adab, the punishment in the hereafter. Our master, Al-Hazrat, Imam of the Ahl Sunnah, Mawlana al-Shah Imam Ahmad Rizal Khan, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, has stated in Fatawa Razviya, volume 29, page 594. He says, and unfortunately, if any Sunni Muslim makes a mistake, then it is wajib, absolutely necessary to conceal it. Otherwise, people will, Allah Azza wa Jal forbid, not stay devoted to them. And in turn, whatever benefit was being derived from their speeches and writings for the service of Islam and the Sunnah would be disrupted. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us refuge from this. Ma'adullah Azza wa Jal. Publicity and publication of these mistakes and shortcomings will be tantamount to slander, and slandering is haram, prohibited. According to the magnificent Quran, the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal has stated, Surah Nur, Juz 18, Ayah 19. Translation from Kanzul Iman. Those who desire that scandal should spread among the Muslims, for them is the painful torment in this world and the hereafter. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Shaykh al-Tariqat Amir al-Sunnat, our Baba Jan, Damu Barakatum al-Aniya, continues to give us advice that whoever has departed and left from Dawat-e-Islami, if he is displeased with me, with Baba Jan, or with the Markazi Majlis-e-Shura, the central advisory body, if I have hurt, Baba Jan is telling to us, if I have hurt their feelings, or compromise their right in any way, I offer them my humblest apologies. Both my sons, Nigrani Shura, and the members of the Markazi Majlis Shura are all seeking forgiveness from them as well. Please, 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 I plead to you for forgiveness for them and myself, for the sake of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal and His beloved Rasul Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wa Alihi Wasallam. With the intention to please our Rabb Allah Azza wa Jal and His beloved Rasul Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wa Alihi Wasallam, we all have pardoned and forgiven all those who have violated our rights. Furthermore, I welcome them back with open arms, all those individuals who have formed their own groups or organizations, either because they were dissatisfied with somebody or because of disagreements with the organization. Papa John says, I invite all of them back open-heartedly to reconcile up with me for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal and Rasulullah Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wa Alihi Wasallam. With the intention to seek the pleasure of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, Papa John says, I am ready to reconcile unconditionally with every discontented Muslim brother. Yes, those individuals who want to rectify organizational matters of disagreement through dialogue, our doors are wide open for you as well. Please contact us at your earliest and arrange to sit and talk with the Central Shura. If you direct, and if it is possible, Bapa John says, I too will join in the discussion to settle your concerns and differences. Come and join us. Let us all get united, and with the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal and the benevolent gaze of His beloved Rasul Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wa Alihi Wasallam, if Allah Azza wa Jal wills, we will jointly render madani services for our deen, and we will crush the evil plans of Satan along the way. If any discontented Islamic brother does not wish to partake in any righteous madani activities which are done by Dawud Islami, then he should at least forego the disagreements and grant us forgiveness and inform us to earn the reward of pleasing a fellow Muslim. In this way, we can eliminate our grudges and we can come closer. In turn, we will disgrace the plans of Satan and earn the rewards of tolerance. Papa John says, once again, I implore you to grant us your forgiveness for the sake of these words of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, as narrated in the blessed hadith. Whoever accepts the apology of a Muslim brother, without any exception from Islamic law, when the other seeks an excuse, will get to go to the pond of Kawthar. Subhanallah. The pond of Kawthar, Hawza Kawthar as we call it, is the pond where Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam will give water to the thirsty on the Day of Judgment. Kawthar literally means abundance. Furthermore, our Bapa Jan has stated, O Lord of Mustafa, the Chosen One sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, be my witness that I have publicized my invitation for reconciliation with my discontented Islamic brothers. My dearest Lord, Allah Azza wa Jal, put mercy in their hearts that they may grant me forgiveness and reconcile their differences with me. O Allah Azza wa Jal, you are well aware of the state of my heart as I seek to reconcile with them. My sole purpose is the betterment of my hereafter, my akhirat. O my Honorable Allah Azza wa Jal, I pray that my faith, my iman, never leaves me, even for a millionth of a second. O Allah Azza wa Jal, forgive me without any accountability, along with all the discontented Islamic brothers and all the people associated with Dawud Islami. O Allah Azza wa Jal, forgive the entire Muslim Ummah for the sake of Rasulullah Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wa Alihi Wasallam. O Allah Azza wa Jal, bring unity in our rows, endow us with mutual understanding. Please confer upon us the strength to serve your deen, O Allah Azza wa Jal, collectively, with sincerity and true devotions. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, we should make it our mindset that we will stay away from sins as best as we can. We should reconcile. In this unity lies strength and power. Our Bapa Jan has given us a beautiful slogan that we shall neither backbite nor shall we listen to backbiting, inshallah azza wa jal. And lastly, our Bapa Jan has said or requested from all Islamic brothers, all Islamic sisters, that I plead to you to please, please forgive me if I have slandered you or laid any allegations against you, if I have been harsh with my words or have brought any kind of grief or pain in your heart in any way, please pardon me, forgive me. And imagine that I have violated the biggest human right possible, down to the smallest right. Pardon them all and earn abundant rewards and virtues. With my palms together, Bapa Jan says, I humbly implore and present to you my Madani request with a sincere heart that please do say at least once, O Allah Azza wa Jal, I forgive Ilyas Qadri Razvi. Furthermore, Bapa Jan asks, if I had temporarily borrowed anything from anybody and did not return it, please forgive me and contact Nigrani Shura of Dawud Islami, O my two sons. If you do not wish to get back your property, then for the pleasure of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, grant me forgiveness and amass great rewards. Whoever owes me any money, Bapa Jan says, I hereby forgive them all my personal loans. Indeed, dear Islam brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, we too must make this Madani mindset. Inshallah ta'ala, we will see much rewards in this dunya, in the qabr and the hereafter. Inshallah ta'ala. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi al-Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alihi wa sallam.
Attar is my guide. Attar is my guide. By the grace of Allah, Attar is my guide. My murshid has changed millions of lives. The prophetic sunnah, he is revived. The leader of the Sunnis, he is our pride. By the grace of Allah, Attar is my guide.